Hello, I'm Northwest Now Associate Producer Chris Anderson here with a quick audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's show. It seems every year summers get longer and hotter thanks to climate change, and with drier and hotter weather comes the increased danger of wildfire that can spread very quickly and destroy parts or even entire cities, like it did in Medical Lake back in 2023. The city's mayor told host Tom Lason what happened to her city can happen just as easily here on this side of the mountains.
My message to the entire state is that we're all in jeopardy. It's not if, it's when. It's coming. Fires in Western Washington are increasing at this, about the same rate they are in Eastern Washington. We just have more of them in Eastern Washington. And so we need to come together. We need to consider wildfires as a disaster season, just like hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, those kinds of things. We need to have a funding mechanism. We have money in reserves, and we're going to have to be able to roll those out day one, because recovery starts day one. We have a fantastic response network. What we don't have is an incredible recovery.
On this encore edition of Northwest Now, we'll travel around the state to discuss growing wildfire concerns and what's being done to prevent and fight them. State Commissioner of Public Lands Dave Upgrove says it's the government's responsibility to act now.
We also have invested $500,000 in recent years creating fire lines around white salmon, fuels reduction, and fire breaks. And this prevention and preparedness funding keeps us safe. It's a core function of government public safety.
You can see the special Emmy-nominated edition of Northwest Now, Fire on the Horizon, Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.